Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbeen Deborah Brandt, and today is day 34 of our 40 days of Teshuvah, and we are in the 10 days of awe. Again, we have been asking the Ruach HaKodesh to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, according to Psalm 51, and also asking the Father in Psalm 27 to watch over us and protect us and lead us and guide us. I'm going to open up with Psalm 27 today. Adonai is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? Adonai is a stronghold of my life. Whom should I dread? When evildoers approached me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and my foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army camp besieges me, my heart will not fear. Though war breaks out against me, even then will I be confident. One thing I have asked Adonai, and that will I seek, to dwell in the house of Adonai all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of Adonai, and to meditate in his temple. From the day of trouble he will hide me in his sukkah, conceal me in the shelter of his tent, and set me high upon a rock. Then will my head be high above my enemies around me. In his tabernacle I will offer sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing, yes, sing praises to Adonai. Hear, Adonai, when I call with my voice. Be gracious to me and answer me. To you my heart says, seek my face. Your face, Adonai, I seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not abandon or forsake me, O God, my salvation. Though my father and my mother forsake me, Adonai will take me in. Teach me your way, Adonai, and lead me on a level path because of my enemies. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, breathing out violence. Surely I trust that I will see the goodness of Adonai in the land of the living. Wait for Adonai, be strong, let your heart take courage, and wait for Adonai. The goal of the Al Chet prayer is to get to the root of the problem, to become more like Yeshua and become conformed to his image, and Torah is a process. It does not happen overnight. The key is never to give up, because he does not give up on us. We are all under construction and a work in progress, and this is a time to do spiritual house cleaning in our lives. We are again now in the 10 days of awe, a time to measure our spiritual growth and make amends where needed prior to Yom Kippur. My spiritual annual review, days of awe, day 5. Scriptures. As you spent time in the Word, what have you learned this past week? Have you fallen short of your goals to study His Word? How can you improve your understanding of Scriptures in the coming year? Al Chet 35. For the sin we have sinned before you through lightheadedness, and for the sin we have sinned before you with obstinacy. Lightheadedness. Do we take our spiritual walk lightly? Do we respect the house of God and arrive on time and be spiritually prepared to worship and pray and to receive His Word? The definition of lightheaded is thoughtless, heedless, weak, volatile, unsteady, disordered in the head, dizzy, delirious. Obstinacy is one who is stubborn, adhering to an opinion or purpose, fixed firmly in resolution, not yielding to reason, arguments, or other means. Again, this is another system of pride. An obstinate person will not receive correction and always have to have the last word when they are being corrected. They cannot be reasoned with and always have to be right instead of admitting that they might possibly be wrong. This is what angered God when dealing with ancient Israel, and things have not changed much. I'm just going to read Psalm 78, 1-8, but this is a long psalm. It's actually, I believe, 72 verses, and it just really goes over the history of the Father's dealing with the people that He loves. And again, this is very applicable for today, because He is dealing again with the people that He loves, Israel, and all those who are in Messiah and grafted into Israel as well. A contemplative song of Asaph. Listen, my people, to my teaching. Turn your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth with the parable. I will utter perplexing sayings from of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, telling to the next generation the praises of Adonai and his strength and wonders he has done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and ordained Torah in Israel, which he commanded our fathers to teach our children, so that the next generation might know, even the children yet to be born. They will arise and tell their children. Then they will put their trust in God, not forgetting the works of God, but keeping his mitzvot. So they will not be like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that did not prepare its heart, whose spirit was not loyal to God. I recommend you read the entire psalm, but I just wanted to read that first section because it really introduces, again, Israel's rebellion and stubbornness. You know, as Solomon says, there's nothing new under the sun. We still have that same sin within many of our lives. And again, this is a time to deal with those sins so we can go forward and be used by our Father in the days that we are living in. Obstinacy is a form of rebellion as well. We need to get the spirit of rebellion out of us now if we want to move forward with God. A stubborn, rebellious person is unteachable. Jeremiah 5:23-24. But this people hath a revolting and rebellious heart. They are revolted and gone. Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God that gives rain, both the former and the latter in his season. He reserved unto us the appointed weeks of the harvest. Obstinacy, rebellion, and stubbornness are a heart issue, a heart that is not right with God. We need to ask God to remove the heart of stone and stubbornness within us so we can receive from him. I want to read Daniel's prayer for his people in Daniel chapter 9, verses 4-19. I prayed to Adonai God and confessed, saying, O Lord, the great and awesome God, who keeps covenant and mercy with those who love him and keep his mitzvot. We have sinned, we have committed iniquity, we have acted wickedly, we have rebelled, we have turned away from your mitzvot and from your rulings. We have not listened to your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our leaders, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. You, Lord, are righteousness, but shame covers our face to this day. The people of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem and all Israel, near and far, in all the countries where you have banished them, because they have behaved unfaithfully toward you. Adonai, shame covers our face, our kings, our leaders, our fathers, because we have sinned against you. The Lord our God is compassionate and forgiving, even though we have rebelled against them. We have not obeyed the voice of Adonai Eloheinu by walking in his Torah that he set before us through his servants the prophets. Yes, all Israel has transgressed your Torah and has turned away, not obeying your voice. Therefore the curse and sworn judgment written in the Torah of Moses, the servant of God, has been poured out upon us, for we have sinned against him. So he has confirmed his words that he spoke against us and against our rulers who ruled over us by bringing on us a great calamity. Under the whole heaven, nothing like this has ever been done in Yerushalayim. As it is written in the Torah of Moses, all this calamity came on us, yet we have not sought the favor of Adonai Eloheinu by turning away from our iniquities and paying attention to your truth. So Adonai was intent on bringing the calamity upon us. For Adonai Eloheinu is righteous in all his deeds that he has done, while he has not paid attention to his voice. So now, Adonai Eloheinu, who brought your people out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand and made for yourself a name to this day, we have sinned, we have acted wickedly. Lord, in keeping with all your righteous acts, let your anger and your fury turn away, please, from Jerusalem, your city, your holy mountain. Because of our sins and the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and your people have been an object of scorn to those around us. So now, our God, listen to the prayers and petitions of your servant, and cause your face to shine upon your devastated sanctuary for the sake of my Lord. Give ear, my God, and hear. Open your eyes and see our desolation and the city called by your name. We do not present our supplications before you because of our own righteousness, but because of your great compassions. Lord, hear. Lord, forgive. Lord, listen and act. For your own sake, O God, do not delay, for your city and your people who are called by your name. Al-Het 35a. For the mistakes we committed before you through lightheadedness. Sometimes we can forget that life is serious. We're born and we die. What have we made of our lives? Have we been focused on meaningful goals, or are we steeped in trivial pursuits? And I'd also like to say, too, have we done all that God has commanded us to do in the kingdom, to promote his kingdom and to preach Messiah to the lost? Ask yourself, do I spend time reading unimportant sections of the newspaper or listening to frivolity on the radio? Do I spend time with friends and colleagues discussing inconsequential details of sports and entertainment? Do I act with proper reverence when I am in a synagogue or learning Torah or listening to his word? Do I speak about biblical personalities with the proper respect, including our spiritual leaders and those who have gone before us? 35b, for the mistakes we committed before you by being stiff-necked. In the Torah, God refers to the Jewish people as, quote, stiff-necked. This is a positive attribute in the sense that we are not easily swayed by fad and fashion, yet on the negative side, we can also be unreasonably stubborn. Ask yourself, when I am involved in a disagreement, am I frequently anxious and upset rather than calm and rational? Do I think that I'm always right? Do I usually let the other person speak first, or do I always want to speak first? Do I listen attentively to the other side? Have I been single-minded and lost my objectivity just because I really wanted something, or really wanted to prove that I was right? I want to end today with Psalm 51 regarding us yielding ourselves to the Ruach, yielding ourselves and getting free from these sins that so easily beset us. These, what Song of Solomon calls, the little foxes that spoil the vines, the things in our life that we think are no big deal, but those small issues can become big issues and cause us to walk away from God's perfect will for our life. Be gracious to me, O God, according to your mercy and according to your great compassion. Blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was born in iniquity and in sin, and when my mother conceived me, surely you desire truth in the inner being. Make me know wisdom inwardly. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness, so the bones you crushed may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence. Take not your Ruach HaKodesh from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and sustain me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you. Deliver me from blood guilt, O God, God of my salvation. Then my tongue will sing for joy of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. For you would not delight in sacrifice, or I would give it, nor be pleased by burnt offerings. The sacrifice of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.